From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN plan for Libya is approved. Representatives of 17 countries and four world bodies have wrapped up a meeting with representatives of Libya's two rival factions with support for a new unity government. The meeting in Rome Sunday was jointly chaired by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart Paolo Gentiloni.
They are determined to speak and move forward for Libya, and we are determined to support them in that effort.
Libya's two rival governments plan to sign the accord in Morocco on Wednesday. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb exploded in a market Sunday, killing at least 23 people and wounding about 55. The explosion happened in Pari Chinmar, a administrative center of the Kurram district on the Afghan border. An outlawed Sunni group claimed responsibility. At least 13 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. One wire service reports as many as 20 may have won. Officials say about 130,000 women registered to vote in Saturday's election. That's one-tenth, though, the number of registered men. The U.S. government is urging American citizens to leave Burundi amid violence involving the military and police officers. The State Department says it has ordered the departure of non-emergency U.S. officials and their families. Violence began in Burundi in the wake of a contested election and an attempted coup in May. Friday, more than 80 people were killed when armed attackers raided army facilities in the capital, Bujumbura. This is VOA News. At least six people were wounded Sunday when violence broke out in the Central African Republic's capital of Bangui. The violence came as voters cast ballots on a new constitution intended to stop more than 3 years of conflict. A journalist with the French news agency reported seeing a number of dead bodies. Christian and Muslim militia members who had been responsible for the violence had threatened to stop the election. If passed, the new constitution would limit the president to 2 5-year terms, cut the power of the military, and ensure religious freedom. South Africa Sunday lost yet another finance minister, President Jacob Zuma, unexpectedly replaced David Van Rooyen with Pravin Gordhan. Mr. Zuma had appointed Van Rooyen just a week ago after firing the previous finance minister, a move that touched off a storm of criticism and the collapse of the currency, the rand. Thousands of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday demanding the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. Impeachment proceedings have already begun against her. She is accused of using illegal budgeting procedures amid a sluggish economy. Sunday's demonstrations were smaller than some of the previous protests. France's center-right parties emerged ahead in the initial results of regional elections.
Je veux rendre hommage aux Français qui se sont déplacés bien plus nombreux.
That's former President Nicolas Sarkozy. Early results show his Republicans Party and their allies leading in at least 7 out of 13 French regions. The ruling socialists and other leftist parties captured at least 4. After leading in 6 regions during the first round of voting last week, the anti-immigrant, anti-European National Front failed to capture a single region. The Vatican says Pope Francis's upcoming visit to Mexico will include an open-air mass on the U.S. border after visits to the state of Chiapas and the western state of Michoacán, widely seen as the birthplace of Mexico's drug wars. The 5-day visit begins February 12th in Mexico City. A new U.S. political survey shows Texas Senator Ted Cruz surging to the top among Republican presidential hopefuls in Iowa. Iowa will hold the nation's first 2016 nominating contest. The Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics poll late Saturday said Cruz is now winning the support of 31% of Republicans likely to vote in the February 1st party caucuses, outdistancing billionaire real estate developer Donald Trump, who has 21%. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.